This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lars Eller!
Call him every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Well, Rule 76 is not for hours and hours and hours. No, no, no. We have so much to do during this three-hour bonanza of DiPietro and Rothenberg. We have, the Rangers with a domination at Madison Square Garden, led, of course, by the great Igor Shesterkin. We've got the Yankees who have, it's why you love sports. Moments like last night, didn't play great, found a way to win, and the Jose Trevino story, just unbelievable. And I'm telling you, thank God I wasn't up for that Mets game last night. Thank God I wasn't up for that Mets game. Before we get to any of it, we say good morning to my partner in crime, who might be moody, I can't tell yet this morning, the great Rick DiPietro. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, David. I'd like to thank the New York Rangers. Otherwise, I'm not sure if Dave would have showed up this morning, but thank you to the New York Rangers. So we have I want to say, where are you at mood-wise? Because that Mets,
I'm good, though.
I watched that this morning, and I'm having a hard time getting over it.
So you just watched that, because that thing went on forever. I would imagine that was your second watch, right? I imagine, because did you stay up for the whole Rangers game?
Whole Rangers game, yep. Whole Rangers game.
Awaken 2:15, now you have to dip and watch pieces of the Yankees, right?
No, I finished the Yankees game.
You stayed up for the Yankees game?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, buddy. You better believe it.
Let me look at you. You must feel terrible.
Oh, I feel awful.
I mean, you stayed up for the Yankees game ended at like 11.
I know.
And you woke up at 2?
2:15. Yep. Ready to rock and roll. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
I know.
We're going to have a Santiago incident on our hands the next day or two.
Yeah. No, I set three alarms this morning. I set three. 2:15, 2:30, and 2:45.
Yeah, but you don't
loud, heavy music. Loud,
heavy music.
You
don't
get a nap. Today, no.
Tell me you're driving to Bristol today.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah.
I worry for you.
I'll be fine.
No. You're not going to be fine. All right? People cannot exist on 3 hours sleep. You remember what happened to Schefter? Now they had to get him a driver?
Well, maybe that's what happens. Maybe they realized that, Uncle Rick could use the nap on the ride up. I actually said that to PK the other day. I'm like, so are you going to stay up here? He's like, no, I've been going back and forth from the city. I was like, oh, how's that drive? He's like, oh, it's not so bad. I just sit in the back and...
Oh, that's the best. So he has a car.
Yeah, I was like, that's great.
Probably a stretch limo with like bourbon, and you're driving yourself up to Bristol. That is rich.
Race to get to the chai guy. So I can get my caffeine fix.
Yeah, and you probably pull up to him. You're like, hey, can I get my?
He's like,
my coffee?
What's the matter, chai guy? You okay?
And then by the time you leave him, you're like, all right, have a great day. See you tomorrow.
Let's start taping demos. Let's do it.
Oh my God. So you woke up 2:15, start to work out. Mets game. Yeah, if I were in your situation, I would be livid right now. Because
I
turned it off 8-2.
So good.
Right? It was almost great. I turned it off 8-2, and I was like, I have to get some sleep. It was like 11:30. It's 8-2. Now, I know this is a no-quit team, but I have to take statistics into account here, so I'm done. And then I get up to go to the bathroom at like 2:30, and you know what the amazing thing is? I get texts from people. I don't know what time the game ended. It probably ended around 2, right? It must have been a very long game.
Late.
I get texts from people. Jake Montgomery at the station. Are you up watching this? I got a text from him at 1:47. How could I possibly have been up watching it?
Because these people don't understand. They don't. They think just magically, like, you can just, we wake up at, whatever time, and we're on at 5, and it's like, yeah, just stay up all night.
I mean, we should start texting. I should text him now. Are you up?
We should start doing it. Exactly right.
Are you watching the French Open? are you up? This is why. He's 1:35 in the morning. Sorry to text you so late, but you must be watching this, question mark. Probably best game of the season so far. How could I have been watching it? How?
Because he thinks you're a lunatic and that you would just...
I am a lunatic and I love my teams. But there's no way. I mean, you know what I would sound like today if I stay? I'd sound awful if I stayed
up before the cows.
Woke up at 4 and I'm on the heels of the Mets blowing a lead? Oh, my God. You wouldn't want that.
No, you would not want that.
No.
That's why I was thanking the Rangers, because that was a nice big win for them.
That's a
good
beautiful
move.
Win. Yeah,
and you were active on Twitter late, too, with the, well, how could you pitch the Judge? Which, I mean, why are you pitching the Judge in that spot?
So you agree with me, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's funny, because I can't believe they pitched him in that spot, right? So they pitched to him, but was it bottom 10? Yankees are down 6-5.
That's the 11.
It was a tie game. It's a tie game.
Yes.
Yes.
So you already got your minus Stanton, so it's Floreal that's up next.
Yeah, yeah. I'm never pitching a Judge. Tie game, runner on second. Why in the world would you pitch to him? He came this close from hitting a home run. And then I got people, and this is what was amazing to me, because I was so confident in my take. Like, I've never been more confident in a take. You don't pitch to Judge in that moment. And then I get people, well, clearly you don't know baseball. Obviously, thank God you're not managing. No, I would have argued with La Russa. I would have argued with Boone. I would have argued with Buck Showalter. I'm sorry. In that situation, you do not ever, ever pitch to Aaron Judge. Ever.
Yeah, I don't understand why you would pitch the Judge in that spot. I mean, then they intentionally walk Rizzo, and you got, you know, Floreal grounds out and Hicks gets thrown out at home. But I don't know, man. I'm always of the opinion, like, I'm not going to let the best player in baseball beat me if I can avoid it. Like, I would try to avoid that if
Plus
I
that
could.
That run is meaningless.
Well, yeah.
And it sets up a double play.
Exactly right. It's exactly what it does.
It'll never make sense.
But it doesn't hurt him because they end up getting out of the inning.
Right. Just because, here's what I say, and I say this all the time. It's a big, big phrase of mine. Just because it didn't hurt you doesn't mean it was the right move.
Listen, I agree with you, buddy.
Okay.
I'm told you. That's my opinion. I don't let the best player on the other team beat me if I can avoid it. If he does, because that's just, I mean, that's where we're at in the game, and, you know, I trust who I have on the mound, then yeah. But if it's a situation like that where, I mean, we got this Fakakta new, you know, extra inning rule, and there's somebody already on second base, and I can avoid Aaron Judge, let's walk him and face, you know, give me, you know, Rizzo and Floreal, and then, you know, then I'll do that. But
every day of the week. All right, don't try to throw me off my game here.
Wanted to hear from your tweet quick. I just wanted to react to it. Now let's move on.
But I see what you're doing. This is a day about the Rangers.
Yes, it is.
What I will say this. You react off of this. Okay. I thought that was their best performance of the playoffs.
Ooh, best performance of the playoffs from start to finish?
From start to finish. I mean, listen, there were some moments where they kind of, you know, got defensive and fell into their own zone and the goalie had to save them again or Carolina missed opportunities. But yes, I would say from start to finish, that was their best game of the postseason.
Start to finish, I would say... I probably would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably would agree with that. And I will say this, because it won't get talked about much, because I think the real turning point of that game was the Trouba hit. And I hope the St. Louis Blues are watching, because how they try to handle the whole Nazem Kadri thing, where they were just focused on trying to get after Nazem Kadri, and, well, let's take two penalties. No big deal. Like, let's just completely let him in our heads, and we're focused on that as opposed to what Trouba did, which is, okay, Max Domi did what he did after game 3. Okay, I'll remember that. I get a chance. I'm going to lay him out. That's exactly what he did.
That was and then some
because,
hit, huh?
Yeah, because this is what we do, and it's so stupid, is that we're going to now jump Trouba to fight after a clean hit, get an instigator, and then guess who scores on the power play again? The Rangers, who are now, by the way, 6-1 in the postseason when they score a power play goal. 6-1.
And you know what? The power play has been so much better of late. The hitting was better last night. Carolina dumped penalties. Rangers were the better team. And I don't think I've said that a lot in games this postseason, that they were the better team. You know, they won a lot of games, and now they're 2-2 in the second round. But I don't think many games, so they've played, what, 11 games, that I would say they were the better team. They were the better team last night. They were. The Garden was electric. The hit from Trouba was phenomenal. And you're right. And completely changed the game. Rangers are good anyway. Like, they had jumped. They were, yeah, I thought last night, I'll go one deeper with you. I thought last night was Kreider's best game of the postseason. I thought he was sensational.
I thought Fox was phenomenal. I thought Fox. Well, but here's the thing with Kreider, too. When Mika's going, Kreider's going. So the fact that Mika stepped up in these big games. So Mika's good. I thought Fox was all over the ice. Kopp was really good yesterday. But I get sidetracked because this is what happens to me. But the Shesterkin glove save in the first, what was it, a minute and a half of that game on Pesci when he came across?
Yep.
Completely changes the game. If for some reason Carolina scores and it's 1-0 all of a sudden, and now the Rangers are chasing Carolina, who hasn't won a road game, they see one go in early, like, okay, this is it. This is the game we're going to get. But he makes an unbelievable save. And then, you know, the Rangers. And by the way, Carolina's power play is,
oh God,
trash.
Whoa, it's terrific.
It is bad.
Oh, it's they don't even set up. Like, they can barely get into the Rangers zone. And even though they didn't score on the first power play of the Rangers, it looked great. Like, they did everything but score. So remember, in Carolina, the Rangers power play looked awful, looked terrible. And in fact, really might have been the reason they lost game two, because they had the 4-minute advantage and they gave up the goal. But last night, sensational. That was a phenomenal game. And your backs were to the wall. And we've said this is the word about this club, resiliency. They are resilient, and they showed it again last night.
Yeah. I mean, listen, this team, they put well at home. They didn't Igor made some big saves, but it wasn't like he had to steal the game for you. I thought he was a big reason why you won game three. He didn't have to be that last night. He made some big saves when he needed to make some big saves. He made that one save coming to his right on Teravina, which was an awesome save.
That was something, huh?
But, again, I mean, this is turned into one of those series like you saw with Carolina in the first round against Boston, where it's become, you know, home team wins. So now you got to find a way to go into Carolina, and you have to win one game in Carolina here.
I know. I would think that game five is your game. You have all the momentum. Go down there, keep it close, find a way to get a goal on the power play, steal that game, and come back for what would be just a pandemonium of Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, it absolutely would. So here's the big difference. This will give you an idea of what you're dealing with Carolina, because they did the same thing to Boston at home. So in games one and two, the Rangers scored one goal and had 17 scoring chances.
Right.
In games three and four, they've scored 7 goals and had 36 scoring chances.
Yeah, Carolina's a different team, which, again, listen, if it's against Tampa, that's a different story altogether, in my opinion. But you know what the thing is? You're this close from having commanded the series. You're 2.5 minutes away from being up 3-1 in the series right now.
I know. I know. That's the beauty of playoff hockey, though, man. I mean, it's these swings. It's inches. Like, chances. I mean, empty nets that are being missed.
I mean, Kako puts that puck in the net. That's 2-0. That's game over. That's it. We're 3-1. There's not this tremendous pressure for game five down in Raleigh.
No, you're right. I mean, that's the same thing, though, game one against the Penguins. If that's not called goalie interference, that's a completely different series. And now they
completely
end up coming back
series.
And winning that series, but... listen, man, I mean, this, and Lafreniere getting feisty last night, I liked.
He's had a great postseason.
He really has. He really, really has. Gallant switching up lines for, like, the, I mean, he's actually making adjustments now for the first time ever.
Yeah. The one thing that just hit their face-offs is so bad.
So they got dominated again.
I mean, it's unbelievable. It's like, here's Jordan Staal. He's 10 of 11 on the face-offs. It's like, you don't see numbers like this.
Well, no, they dominated last night. I mean, they won 60-something% of the faceoffs.
But that's every game.
No, I know. And that's, like, at least tie up. Like, don't lose them clean.
They can't.
It's amazing to me.
It's got to be just the Rangers faceoff guys are just, they're just not good, right? Because this is the second consecutive
series
everybody.
This has happened. You need everybody. Like, you need, like, it's not just on the center. Like, center can't afford to just lose it clean. But when you do have, like, a little bit of a scrum, wing's got to come in and help out. I mean, they spend a lot of time watching, which isn't great. But they're finding a way. They're absolutely finding a way.
2-2. Here we go. Back to Raleigh. I spoke to Kenny Albert yesterday, by the way.
Oh, speaking of which, How about I told you, every time I do a show with Levy, he always asks, what does he do for us last night? Boom.
So do we have, we must have that audio, right?
We have to.
We have to. Right? Because it was sent to me in a very active group text last night.
Way too active. I'm way, done. I'm way,
and I got John Winter breaking down. I actually, you know what I had to do last night? Put
you
my phone
it.
Down and leave it on the other side of the room. I was becoming frustrated with the group text.
Yeah, I mean, I texted you. I wanted out. It was too much. My phone wouldn't stop vibrating.
Yeah, too much. I didn't want any part of it. Did you notice I went dark for a little while?
Yes, and I appreciate that. I was trying to, but I couldn't. It was vibrating the whole time.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Rick, will you accept the reads today?
I accept the reads, yes.
Great.
I accept the reads. I actually used shaving cream yesterday for the first time in a while.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How'd that go?
It was all right. I didn't go full face, just the some of the cheek area.
Oh, so you just did a cleanup.
A little cleanup, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Went well?
It went well, yeah. Well, I tried to do just the no shaving cream last week, which was a mistake.
What do you mean?
I don't need it. I just use
the blade?
Yeah, just a little water, just clean it up.
Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, it was a bad idea. Bad idea.
Why would you even try that?
Well, because I didn't have much. I was like, this will be that 2 seconds. Just, you know.
Why do you think they invented shaving cream?
To shave your face, obviously.
Yes.
And other parts.
I mean, this is the caveman, right? Like grunting at the women.
Yeah. Ugh. And then my cheeks were like bright, bright red. It was embarrassing.
You really are a special treat.
How about these Carolina Hurricanes power play numbers?
Give them to me.
The Carolina Hurricanes power play is now 9. This is going into the regular season.
Okay.
9 for their last 89. It's not what you want.
All right, so you look at it, 10%?
They are 5 for 45 in the playoffs.
Oof.
And 0 for 9 in the series. Not great.
That's brutal.
That's not great.
That's brutal.
Not what you want, David.
No, not what you want at all. 5 for 45, bad. 0
bad.
For 9, horrendous.
Correct.
But and also, so they had 36 power plays in the first series. They've had 9 in the second?
They've had 9, yeah. Well, that first series, there was a lot of back and forth with penalties.
How do you feel about the Rangers' chances now?
How do I feel about the Rangers' chances? I feel better about their chances than I did when the series started. I didn't think that this
really?
Was gonna be, yeah, I didn't think this was going to be something where Carolina was going to struggle this much on the road. I thought it was, you know, Boston's a really good defensive team. Now, you know, I got matchups. I mean, Patrice Bergeron's one of the best, you know, two-way centers in all of hockey. So, you know, I get my matchup with that. I can shut, you know, Aho and those guys down, which they've done. I mean, Aho ends up getting, you know, a point last night finally. But I didn't think this was going to be something that was, like, going to be such a storyline where they just can't win on the road.
It's a thing. By the way, we now have a time for game 5, 7 o'clock. On ESPN and right here, 6:30 pregame on 98.7 ESPN. Game 6, still a TBD. We don't have a time on that yet. But are we in agreement? If the Rangers win game 5, we're going as a show to game 6?
No.
Why?
I can't agree to that yet. I got to see how I feel.
What do you mean? You're going to feel great.
If there's any indication, what do you mean I'm going to feel great?
By Saturday evening?
I don't know if I'll recover by then. I got baseball on Saturday. There's a lot going on.
You don't want to see us.
No, I want to see you.
All right, so let me ask you this. are you free that you could go if the game were to be at 7 o'clock?
Probably, yes.
So now the only thing that stands in the way of us as a show watching Game 6 together, as the Rangers potentially look to put a bow on this thing, is you not wanting to hang out with us.
That's not correct. I would love to hang out with you guys, but I mean, there are also, like, my health needs to be taken into account. I think that's important.
And what would be better for your health than to hang out with friends?
Well, no, because I know what's going to happen. Because it's going to, again, we'll go to Carolina. The Rangers will lose in Carolina. They'll come back for Game 6. They'll take care of their business. You're going to be all fired up, excited. We're going to end up at pizza. And then, like a dummy, because that's what I'm going to be, I'll be like, oh, yeah, Dave, where are we going next? And then who knows what time I get home.
We'll see naked ladies. All right, how about if I make an agreement?
No, because you won't keep the agreement.
I will. I'll make a verbal agreement. I'll sign something.
What if it's me that says, hey, Dave, let's go for some pizza?
I won't be allowed. I will have signed away my rights that if I go out, I give up like a kidney or something.
I'll rent
Dancing Larry's. We'll go to underground casino parlors.
How about that? That's what I'll do.
What?
We'll go for pizza. I'll rent Dancing Larry for the night, and we'll take him with us. And then everywhere we go, we can have him dance. Have you met our friend Dancing Larry?
Like the pizza dance.
Yeah, whatever kind of dance.
Can you imagine that? You hire him for the night, which you can do. So for those of you that don't know, we should probably give a little background on this Dancing Larry character, right?
Probably.
He dances, and his name is Larry. Yeah. I mean, not too much more than that. He dances at the Garden, typically in the third period, gets up, they play this song, and this guy just starts, like dancing. And the crowd gets into it, and it's a little motivating, and that's it. And apparently you can hire him for weddings, bar mitzvahs, corporate retreats, whatever
Rangers,
you'd like.
Rangers game sixes, maybe?
Rangers game sixes. So Rangers win game six, you hire Dancing Larry, and then he just takes us around the city.
And then we get wild.
Like he's like the rose petals. Remember the rose petals in Coming to America?
Yes.
Where it's like, oh, clearly the king has been here because the rose petals are down. Well, you walk into a place and it's like, oh, there's a man dancing. DPHR Rothenberg and crew are about to walk in.
Yeah, yeah. You walk in. So you're here for naked ladies? No, no. The naked ladies are here for Dancing Larry.
That's right. Well, Bubbles will be like, oh, is that Dancing Larry?
Dancing Larry, nice to see you again. We'll have you all set up.
Hello, Dancing Larry.
Would you like your spot in the champagne room to dance?
Can you imagine that?
Oh,
imagine you go into like a special room in the club and you're like going in thinking you're going to see like exotic women?
And Dancing Larry pops up?
And Dancing Larry. He's like, welcome. Welcome.
Oh, that would be so good.
We have bottle service here. Rangers going on a power play. Just a moment.
Who wants some champagne?
Oh, my God. All right, 1-800-919-3776. RJ, let me ask you this quickly. Do you feel like he doesn't want to get together for a watch party with us?
So I think he does. But
no,
I
stop defending him.
No, but you go through the man's schedule, as we did in our glorious pre-show meeting. And, yeah, I'm a little concerned. He's moving around a lot. He doesn't have a driver. I think that could help. Maybe we got to get him one of those. And he's moving around a lot.
How does Subban have a driver and you don't have a driver?
I didn't use any names.
Well, he did.
I think PK just says his own. I think he has his own driver.
Oh, just separate and away from ESPN?
Yeah, well, I should have clarified that. No, I just think he has his own driver.
Oh, you absolutely should have.
Or that's part of his deal is what you're saying? I don't know, maybe.
That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, I'll ask him today. He's doing the
show. Ask him today. If part of his deal is he gets a driver back and forth from a similar area that you go from, I think you need to get a driver.
Yeah, but I think at that point I would just have to leave, though, wouldn't I?
Yeah, you know what the option would be for game six if Rick wanted a driver? Hey, Dave, what do you think about swinging out to the island really quickly, picking up Rick, dropping him off, going home?
You know what they have these great things, though? The train. We'll do that very thing for him. We'll take him from point A right exactly to point B where
yeah,
we'll
but
be
then
attending.
I got to take the train by myself.
There's a lot of people on the train.
I get lonely. Yeah, but it's all Rangers fans. I mean, I don't want to be just surrounded by Rangers fans, all excited because they won. Ugh, it's not what I want.
You got to get with the program.
Oh, I'm with the program.
I can guarantee.
I can guarantee you're not bending over backwards if this is the Islanders. And I'm like, Dave, come on, you got to come to UBS to watch
the
Islanders
play. I'm
not asking
you to bend over backwards. I'm asking you to take in a game. When was the last time the four of us got together? And Ryan, the five of us got together. RJ's wedding?
This morning. I saw Ryan this morning.
No, I'm not talking about on a Zoom for 10 minutes before the show. I'm talking about got together and broke bread.
I thought we had a really nice night at RJ's wedding.
And when was that, RJ? August?
Yeah.
That was week three of the Giants preseason.
Yeah, week three. I dry humped you a little bit. I shared a bottle of wine with Taekwondo, who apparently is a wine connoisseur.
So that's August. So we're talking about like 9 months ago. I think we're due.
You make me feel so guilty.
I'm trying
spot. To. I know you are. I know exactly what you're trying to do.
Well, you didn't show up last time.
I told you. I try to share a nice moment. Actually, Milo sat down with me. We watched Game 7. It was nice. All right?
I'm sure it was.
Maybe. How about I'll give you a maybe? No definitive no.
I'll take the maybe. A maybe at like 40-60 or maybe at 60-40.
Could I get a ticket for a person to come with me, you think?
No, first of all, no.
To accompany me on the train?
No. How about this? I'll hire a stand-in to take the train with you.
No, I don't want a stand-in. How about a buddy that's also a Rangers fan that you guys know and like that accompanies me?
Well, I would be fine with it. I don't think that ESPN would give you an extra ticket.
Yeah, I think that I would probably have a pretty good, since I cover hockey for ESPN, we do the games, maybe if I could call my boss with the TV side and say, hey, listen, could I get a ticket for myself?
Well, there you go.
How about that?
Well, listen, I'm not standing in your way of bringing someone. I'm just thinking practically you're probably not going to get that ticket. But
well, maybe I could
have...
just say this. Hey, listen, I'm willing to overlook the fact that I drive 2.5 hours and PK has a driver and I don't.
By myself,
if you could just maybe give me a couple tickets to this Rangers game.
There you go. You know, you'll wind up in a different suite, though.
I'll wind up fired. So you're on the point next week? No.
Yeah. What happened to your hockey coverage in the postseason? I don't work at ESPN anymore.
My days are up. I'll be doing a podcast with Dave on NHL stuff.
Michael did that, and he got like 4 tickets to a game.
Yeah, well, but he's Michael K, though, man. He's got a K-Rod broadcast. I mean, he's serious.
You're Rick DiPietro. Come on.
I don't think that's that great.
I think it's pretty good.
It's all right, Damer and DiPietro, and...
When you know who you are, you're very good. 1-800-919-3776. Let's hear from Gerard Gallant, and then we'll get to your Rangers calls. Here is Gallant. What was that your most complete game of the postseason?
Yeah, pretty close to it, yeah. I mean, we had a little letdown there in the part of the second, a little bit in the third, too. But for the most part, we did a real good job.
See? He agrees with me.
Well, yeah, no, they played well. I mean, Carolina had a push there in the second, which is obviously, I mean, it happens. I mean, you're playing a really good team, and they withstood that. I thought they did a good job getting out of their zone, which, I mean, we heard going into the series, and I said it, is that Carolina is one of the best forechecking teams in the NHL. So the only way you relieve that kind of pressure is you get out of your zone quickly, you're good on the walls, get pucks out to try to disrupt that. Igor handles the puck well, which is a huge bonus.
He handles it phenomenally.
And he makes big saves. That's the thing with being a goalie in games like this. It's you make the saves that you're supposed to make. Like, you can't afford to let in bad goals, because that bad goal always ends up, you know, biting you, and you know what, unless you're Mike Smith, who lets in a shot from the other end of the ice, and they still win last night.
All they do is score.
Well, yeah. I mean, have you seen that goal yet?
Yes.
It was amazing. I've never seen anything like that. But anyway, and then make timely saves. Like, I'm telling you, that... For Shesterkin to make that save on Pesci that early in the game and keep the game scoreless as opposed to Carolina getting that 1-0 lead was humongous. Because now all of a sudden Carolina, again, they...
Yeah, the way they play is different.
Well, yeah, they play different. The Rangers
and now they have a little momentum.
Exactly right. Okay, this is the guy. We finally can break through now. This will be the game on the road that we win. It gives them belief. It gives them hope.
Speaking of momentum, here is Gerard Gallant. Was the hit from Trouba the game changer?
Trying to stay, you know, we're trying to live and fight another day, too, because we got another game tomorrow with a starter.
Little Buck Showalter on the Rangers. Nice.
Even Buck was paying attention.
I mean, Buck at 66 years of age. No wonder the Mets lost. Buck was paying close attention to the Rangers.
He wasn't paying attention. Should we take out Drew Smith? No, I can't. I'm not paying. I need to focus
on
the
listen,
Rangers.
I don't know. I'm listening to Gallant.
I'm doing
if
a Rangers
stop
post
stop bothering
right now,
me here for a minute.
Guys, I'm doing a Rangers post game right now for
yes.
ESPN.
Whose fault was that, by the way? Was that Santi or was that...
I'll take the blame for that one. There was a mislabel.
So then it's not your fault?
No, it is my fault, because I saved something in the wrong place before, and RJ didn't see my mistake, so...
So you made the mistake.
Taking you behind the curtain, but that's what happened.
We'd like to go behind the curtain on the show. So you made the mistake, and at what point were you going to stop playing that?
When I realized that it was the wrong cut, which I did.
Felt like it went on for a long time.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, did you?
Would you like to hear the intended?
I bet you Buck is up on what's going on though with the Rangers.
I'll tell you what, if they were doing a movie based on Buck's life.
Who do you think would play Buck?
I have an idea.
Philip Seymour Hoffman has to play Buck. Has to play Buck.
You do realize Philip Seymour Hoffman is dead, right?
Yeah, it was that. That's when panic set in for me. I was like, oh no. Yeah, but if he was alive.
I mean, that's a fair point. If he were to not have died a decade ago, he would be the perfect Buck Showalter. Is there a chance we hear from Gerard Gallant on the Trouba hit that was the game changer?
Yeah, that was a big hit by Trouba. He steps up in the blue line, and obviously it's a big part of the game, and a good, clean, hard hit. And, you know, I think they stepped up and got an instigated penalty there, and we scored on capitalizing that, so it was big for us.
What a dumb penalty that was.
This is what they do now, man. I had this whole thing. It's now, we're at a point where if there's a clean hit and it's a devastating kind of hit, that someone feels the need now to jump whoever. You've seen it with Trouba a couple different times this season. That now we're gonna jump the guy who made the clean
hit. That was something. I thought it would kill them. I mean,
it was
my
a perfect
God.
Storm. It was a perfect storm. Head down, gets it up last second. He's falling. He's actually losing his balance as Trouba goes to hit him. And I'm surprised he didn't. I'm surprised he got back up.
Yeah, that was a vicious. I mean, first of all. All this talk of, oh, that was a dirty hit. Carolina didn't say it was a dirty hit.
Because it wasn't a dirty hit.
All right, so calm down. I'm not talking
unless,
to you.
Unless you're John Winthrop, who thought it was a very dirty hit.
When all of a sudden John Winthrop is Don Cherry. Oh, he's lucky he didn't get thrown out of the game for that.
Oh, my goodness.
Our assistant program director, who's planning his next Disney vacation.
Yeah, that's when I was done with the group chat. I was like, this is it, I'm over.
Yeah,
it's over.
It was ridiculous. More from Gallant. Igor was, well, he was, now could be Gallant, could be Buck Showalter. I don't know. Igor was phenomenal in the game last night.
Same every night. It helps our team. It battles. I think it was the second shift of the game. He made that unbelievable save in the back door with his glove. And, you know, that's huge, you know, for us to get the lead and him making those saves early in the game.
Look at you.
See, what did I tell you? I didn't even hear that. This is what I do. And I told you they would win. This is why you have me here. This is the only reason.
Well, can I ask you a question?
Not good enough to get a driver, but
you do phenomenal. Oh, phenomenal. You. Like, you're great at breaking down the hockey. You're the best.
Oh, you're the best.
But I said, I think that as we started the show, Rick, I think that was their most complete, best game of the postseason. And then we play a cut that he says the same thing. I'm not sitting here taking bows.
No.
But something, he echoes it, and look, you're like, oh, you see that? Look at me.
But here's the thing. The totality of the game, and I know you know hockey, and I appreciate you. I mean, between me and you, I think we have it all covered, right? I mean, you're no slouch when it comes to hockey, and you watch every second of all these games. So
and
for me, that
true.
Makes you, that make, oh, I mean, the most, I mean, all these playoff games, you watched every single second of these games.
Of the Rangers, yes,
yes.
Not of every game.
No, but I don't care about the rest of the games.
I watch every single second of the Rangers games.
Okay,
yes, correct.
Yeah. So you're more than qualified. You know the game. You used to cover the Hurricanes. You're very qualified to do this. I just mean, like, there are certain times in games, like plays that as a former player stand out that change the complexion of a game that just if you were just casually watching it, you really wouldn't. You'd be like, oh, that was a big save, but not realize like how big a save or how big a play that was. Because that's how quickly the momentum can change or how quickly your game can change. Like for certain teams,
now you're chasing.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the Rangers chase any. Like the Rangers play, they need to open it up anyway. But now, I just think it feeds into because Carolina, I can promise you, in that locker room, has had enough of this losing on the road, and they're like, okay, today's the day. This is what we need to do. Let's come out. You know, the Rangers will be flying. Let's get one early. We'll quiet the crowd, and then we'll roll. And that's exactly what was going to happen until Igor makes that unbelievable glove save, and they're like, uh-oh,
here we go again.
Here we go again. We thought we played our best game in game three, and we lost that because Shesterkin stood on his head. Now we got to – I mean, it gets into your head. It does. It's just
I'm
like
– sure it does.
It's like with Florida. I mean, the Panthers were averaging over 4 goals a game in the regular season. They won the President's Trophy. They scored 3 goals in the series. 3 in the whole series.
What did Vasilevsky have 49 saves in game 4?
Dude, Vasilevsky, I took a picture of this because you wonder why this team, all they do is win Stanley Cups. Well, they don't. They don't lose back-to-back games. Okay, Andrei Vasilevsky, since the start of the 2020 playoffs, while they've been on this run, in games where Tampa can clinch the series, he has 6 shutouts, his goals against average is 0.77, and his save percentage is .974. In closeout games, the hardest game to win.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Lets in less than a goal and has a save percentage at almost .975.
Who's better right now, Igor or Vasilevsky?
Igor's had the better season. Vasilevsky, for me, is still the best goalie. Hey, well, back-to-back Stanley Cups, man.
Well, hopefully we get a chance to see that matchup in the next round.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know what I would do with myself.
I'd say we'd go to games, but I'm sure you wouldn't.
Oh, I'll definitely go to those games.
Oh, stop it. Oh, RJ, when he says, I'll definitely go to a game, can I take any belief in that? Any? Yeah.
I think some. I have some
I'll
faith.
Fly us down to Tampa for one of those games.
I am so sick of this show. Would you like to go to London to a game? Instead of, can we go to a game 12 miles away?
Yeah, but it's more exotic if we go somewhere else.
I want to go to the draft. Let's go to the draft. All right, guys, I can get you to the draft. I don't want to go to the draft.
Yeah, because I make the plans, and then all of a sudden it sets in that we'll be at the draft having a good time. We'll be playing blackjack, going to see with Cirque du Soleil, you name it, we'll be there. Spearmint Rhino, and then all of a sudden, 2 a.m. rolls around, and we got to go and do a show.
If it was I think it might be easier to do the show at 2 a.m. than at 5 a.m.
Not with how I would, no. At my current state at that time, no. No, Santiago saw me when I used to do shows with Han at night. We were doing them at bars. That started at 7. By 8:30, I was on the. You couldn't find me. I was on the dance floor.
This man was in his element at those events, let me tell you.
I was shotgunning beers. It was the best.
Oh, that's good. Tell management that.
They know.
Oh, they're well aware.
Trust me.
They are well aware of what was going on at those bars.
You know who's going to get in trouble for that? Me.
Nobody. Those are the best shows.
How did you let him drink beers? I wasn't on the show. Doesn't matter. You know your co-host can't drink beers. He wasn't my co-host, but he is now.
Santiago, how would you describe it? It wasn't really drinking beers. It was kind of like it was just more shotgunning the beer.
It was shotgunning the beers. And also the thing that stood out was that the particular beer that we were sponsored by wasn't that great. I wasn't a fan of it.
You didn't like that, yeah?
No.
And he was.
Well, no, they would. People would challenge me. We'd be on the show, and during a commercial break, someone would challenge me to shotgun a beer, and I would shotgun a beer with them. I mean, it's
and you and I think you won every single time.
I destroyed people. I didn't realize I had that kind of talent.
That is talent.
It was a hidden talent, but I had never done it before. And then all of a sudden, I did it. Someone challenged me. I did it. I was like, wow, I'm actually pretty good at this.
So that can't have been a rich beer. It had to be like a
the beer at the time. It was like a lemon shandy.
Well, that sounds terrible.
I was all right. It was nice. Refreshing. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure it's real refreshing as you're throwing it past your gullet in half a second.
Well, I tasted it. When it hit my lips, I could taste it. But then the rest was, didn't taste much.
Yeah, you go back on the ice, you're belching your head off.
I was
wondering why I was getting cold.
I was having a good time. Well, listen, it's like the beach bash. I mean, that's the same kind of deal. At least I showed up on time for the beach bash.
I was on time.
I know. So was I.
Yeah. Well, that's right. Canty stayed 2 miles away, and he showed up like half an hour late.
I think it was more like an hour late.
Yeah, that was. Where's Cant? I don't know. He'll be here. Walks in. Hey guys, how you doing? Chris, we started 10. Yeah, I'm on different time. All right,
I had a late night.
let's get to the calls. 1-800-919-3776. JoJo in Nutley. Good morning, JoJo.
Hey, good morning, guys. Before I get to my Ranger point, I just want to say after seeing Dave's video acting in the suite Game 7, you definitely could sit with me and my friends when we go out because we're just as nuts as you. I think you and Valiquette are two types of people I would like on my side in the when I go watch a game. Rick and Lundqvist are more too smart and calm as goalies, I think. They know too much about the game.
And they're very
Joe Valley was a former Valley's a former goalie too. He was my goalie partner.
Yeah, but here's the difference. You and Hank are just you're pretty. Right? You
guys Hank's hair is just it almost looks like a wig. It's so
You guys are so pretty and so kept, and Valiquette and I we're men. We're guys.
Valley's one of my closest, dearest friends. I love him to death.
So if he asked you to hang out, would you hang out with him?
It could sway me. If Valley was like, hey, you know what? I'm not going to be across the street. I'll be there during the game.
I mean, Graves was in the suite last night.
Yeah, but I'm not that close with Graves.
Well, maybe you could develop the relationship.
Well, maybe he just was like, yeah, I'm scared of Dave, so I'm going to yell at you. Like, can you tell this guy to stop making me lift and move chairs for him, please?
I don't think he was scared of me.
But people are scared of you. They don't know. Those moments.
I don't think Graves was scared of me. I think Graves might not have liked me because I had him doing manual labor, but I don't think he was scared of me.
Dave, I did a show with Alan the night of a Giants game, and the producers of our show were scared to tell you to leave, and we could hear you through the glass screaming as you were peeling clothes off. And they were scared to tell you you should leave.
I wanted to rub old mayonnaise on myself. What do you mean they were scared to tell me to leave?
They're like, he's in our ears, like, we should probably tell him to leave, but we're kind of like nervous to tell him because we don't know what's going to happen.
And I think I left.
You came in with a suit and you started peeling. You're screaming. Your tie starts coming off. You're unbuttoning buttons.
Yeah, well, I was doing a TV hit. And then
got
I yelled
wild.
At Chris Snee. The whole thing got sideways.
No kidding. We experienced it. That was my first glimpse of Dave watching a Giants game, and I liked it.
Yeah, it's wild. Let's go to Kenny in Jersey. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning. Hey, man, because of my job, I can't stay up and watch the game, man. I have to get rest because I'm out here on the road, you know, around you guys' family and my family. So I got to be safe. So I get to celebrate in the morning time. You know, when I first wake up, I look at my phone. I get to celebrate. So my prediction that the Rangers will win 4-2 is still looking good because Carolina's going to start pressing soon. And without goalie, forget about it. They can't penetrate them. So
wow.
My prediction is looking really good right now. I'll call you guys back tomorrow.
God, I hope so. God, you can call us back tomorrow, but I don't think your prediction will change because they don't play again till Thursday night. So Friday morning is just going to oof. I'm telling you, if the Rangers win game 5 in Raleigh, I will be at a frenetic pace on Friday.
Yeah. I mean that changes everything. If they find a way to go and win game 5.
All right, here's my question for you. You give the Rangers a better chance. I'm not saying you think they win the series, but do you give them a better chance to win game 5 or game 7?
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, they're carrying momentum now.
See, I think game 5.
But I would have said the same thing about Boston coming back from the two wins in Boston. I don't know. Crazy stuff can happen in game 7, though, man. I mean, the pressure of a game 7. Anderson's skating now. I don't know when they just
you're going to throw him into a game 7?
Well, I mean, remind me, who played
that for the Penguins? I know, but Deming was dreadful in game 6.
Nathanaeus played well. The way the Carolinas looked, how bad their power play, and listen, yeah, maybe game 5, I guess. I would rather win game 5 than be able to take care of business in game 6.
Oh, my God. Just the thought of that is almost too much for me.
I'll tell you what, just the thought of seeing Shesterkin go up against Vasilevsky.
I piqued your interest now.
That moves my needle.
So what's the goal for you now? Because I know that the Rangers winning pains you. So what is the goal? To go to the finals and lose?
No.
So that gets too close?
No, that doesn't get too close. That's bad for my home life. Yeah, you know who my wife loves.
So you would be all in on Tampa?
Yeah.
If it's Rangers in Tampa, you'd be all in.
Yeah, it would have to be, yeah. That's all my in-laws do. You don't understand.
But then hockey dies when the Rangers go.
I'll get packages in the mail of Brady jerseys, of Lightning t-shirts, winter hats for the kids. And what am I going to do?
Yeah, they're a Tampa family. I get it.
I'm losing control is what's happening.
So you couldn't root for the Rangers there?
No.
But you do realize then hockey goes away. We barely at all, if anything, discuss the Stanley Cup finals.
That's fine. We've had a good run. We'll have
you
a run through
more.
The conference finals. That's all
one,
we need.
One more.
And then I can just sit back and relax and just enjoy the Stanley Cup finals.
So is it fair to say you are rooting for the Rangers to win this series?
That's getting that, but that's iffy now. Now we're getting a little, now I'm starting to get a little bit nervous that we're in the conference finals now. That would put me in a tough spot.
No, I'm asking you a question. Are you now rooting for the Rangers to win this series?
No, I can't say that, no. No, I can't say that.
So do you want a game 7?
No, I'm rooting for us to, I love, as much as I hate having to stay up, as late as I have to stay up, I love the fact that we can turn the microphones on and just talk hockey and not get yelled at. I love it.
It's great. Well, it's that goes away. Yeah, and you want that ripped away right from your clutches.
Well, maybe I go rogue and I just start breaking down Tampa.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to go over well.
No, what? That's fine. Listen, what are they going to do?
They'll fire you.
That's fine.
It's fine. Can't leave me to myself.
Well, you told me you're leaving me anyway.
That's 3 months. I don't want you to go yet.
I'll get out in front of it.
Get out in front of it. All right. So do we have the audio of what happened? So I get a call. I got to tell you this. I get a call, a panicked call from Ray Santiago yesterday. Dave, a very important question for you. I got Kenny Albert here. Then Kenny and I, we start chatting. How are you? What's going on? We're on very good terms. He says, tell me how to say the name of the city again. I said, Raleigh. And then the conversation continues. Santiago's like, phonetically, like I said, you remember the pitcher, Raleigh Fingers? Raleigh, that's it. Okay, great, wonderful. Catch up a little more. We move on. So now I've educated Kenny. Santiago, what I just told the people is 100% dead accurate, yes?
I don't think I was in a panic calling you, but sure, whatever.
You say that, but I received a text message. How do we say the name? What do we say the name? And within 90 seconds.
Then I decided that I shouldn't have sent the text message. It would have been better to call you. So that's how it went down.
Oh, by the way, Ryan Hurley, our program director, I'll take the train with Rick for game 6. Now you got company on the train.
Hey, you guys are the worst. Well, tell him. No, I don't want to. We won't do that on the air. But if he wants to sweeten up the deal a little bit, he knows what I'm talking about.
So
I can recuperate. You know, I can get the rest I need. Maybe I'll consider it.
Do you want drugs?
No, I don't need drugs. What do you want? Eight ball of marijuana? No, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. All right. So, call. Explain the pronunciation. It's great. Kenny's like, thank you for this. This is tremendous help. I don't know what's happened to me. I feel like I was better. Now you've got me back on track. And then watching the game last night, and Steve Levy. If you didn't hear this audio, well, if we get the right audio, here it is.
Rangers 20 minutes away from sending the series back to Raleigh, all even. That's Raleigh, not Raleigh.
Where did that come from?
So you know exactly where that came from. You know exactly where that came from.
So that came from us?
He's a big, big listener to the show. What do you want me to tell you?
Why does he never call in?
Well, because he doesn't want to call in. Like, I mean, this is Cali. I had, how about this one? You want to talk about doing my job? I was doing the show with Rochester's Finest. Former Rangers captain.
Who, Ryan Callahan?
Oh, yeah. And mm-hmm. He said, he was talking about the radio show. He's like, yo, just asking me, because he's like, you guys talk a lot of hockey? I was like, no, I mean, now, because of the playoffs, and, you know, what else do you talk about, and this and that? And he goes, how can I listen to you guys? I said, funny you ask.
Really? And you of all people start, well, here's what you do. You go to the App Store. You walked him through?
Yes. I walked him through the ESPN New York app.
See,
and I was locked in.
That just shows you how easy it actually is.
Dude, it's so
oh my god! If you could walk someone through it, it's like, and I don't mean this in a bad way. It's idiot proof.
Yes, it's correct.
So now Callahan's probably listening right now.
Callie is locked in. Yep.
You know what I do like, and I don't know if you felt the same way. I really appreciate the celebrity call spur of the moment.
I love it.
Like the Spike Lee call the other morning. I like that.
We got to work with Spike though. I love Spike, and I think he's you know, he brings a lot when he calls, but the pregnant pauses, we got to work on that. There's too much time in between, like, because I think we're going to jump in to say something, but then we're not really going to jump in.
You never know when he's going to stop.
And I then, never
and
know.
Then, on top of that, just his fandom is just,
it's up for question.
It's disaster.
How he defends himself, though? I mean, he's actively rooted.
I really hate Boston. I understand you hate Boston, but it doesn't turn you into a rabid Nets fan.
It was rabid is what it was. You're right.
You know, you can't do that.
No.
So Levy got that little snippet, little soundbite off of our show.
He loves the show, yeah. Loves you.
Really?
Yeah, he's a big fan of you.
Oh, yeah.
Where was that from? I'm going to say Rangers win tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Santi, I'm going to need that tomorrow, please. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. That's it sounded erotic.
But if he wants to sweeten up the deal a little bit, he knows what I'm talking about.
Do you want drugs?
I'll need that one too, please. Thanks.
Oh yeah. I mean, that could accompany that could be the audio portion of the semi-erotic calendar.
Yes. Well, that's the verbal tip, right? That's it right after the verbal tip.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's funny.
If anyone was ever wondering what Dave sounds like, there you go. And there you have it.
Then all of a sudden I'm going to have peacock all over the place.
We'll go all the way.
We'll go see naked ladies. Oh, yeah.
We'll see naked ladies. We'll go to underground casino parlors.
Oh, yeah.
But the voice inflection.
Slurping on it.
How about the voice inflections? I could be a voice coach. You hear that?
Listen, now, people already think you should be doing voiceovers for animated movies.
I go from highs to lows, the depth
accents.
Of voice. It's,
you got accents you do well?
Yes, I do.
That's part of your repertoire?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Phenomenal.
You got your medieval...
No demolition. They converted my kid's bathtub to a shower. This show is too much.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.